Hey, you're listening to the Forward Church Online Experience. We hope today's message is encouraging, that it's inspiring, and that it will challenge you to take your next step with Jesus. Thanks for listening. Now let's jump into today's message.
All right, so y'all know me. Well, some of y'all do. It looks like y'all got some new folks that might not know me. But I am a Bulldog fan. I know, I'm in Florida. I kept seeing all these UF. I stayed in Gainesville, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, I'm from Georgia, and Pastor Bradley called me, I think, probably 2 or 3 months ago. And he said, hey, man, I need you to speak at the end of August. I said, let me pray about it, and I'll get back with you. Okay. Well, you know, Bradley, Pastor B, sorry, he has a lot on his table and on his plate, and he's constantly going, and he's ADHD 10 times what I am. So he forgets he calls me, forgets he even asks me. So we come down, we're having church with him, and we're going to Gainesville to eat. And he was like, yeah. He said, we got to do this wedding. He said, and, oh, yeah, can you preach? I said, you already asked me this. I said, I told you I was going to pray about it and let you know. He said, well, did you pray about it? I was like, yes. He said, well, are you going to do it? I'm like, no. And he was like, are you serious? I was like, no, I'll do it. So anyway, here's the deal. So I'm watching YouTube videos. I'm going to sit down. Is that all right? Do y'all care? Whew, I might fall over. Hallelujah. Whew, glory. But anyway, so I'm sitting here, and I'm scrolling through my phone, and I see this video, and it is this man over in Africa, and he's catching a monkey. And I'm like, how in the world do you catch a monkey? So he gets this jar. See where I'm going here? All right. I'm not calling you a monkey. No. I did not say that. I'm just saying there was a monkey over in Africa. Well, he puts this thing in the jar. And he buries it. Well, these are monkeys are up on the hill. And they're watching him. And guess what? They're curious of what this man's doing. So what does he do? He puts it in the jar. He walks away and hides behind a tree. This little chimpanzee guy, he comes running in. So the man comes over there. The monkey's furious. He can't get his hands out. Oh no, I'm trapped. So the title of this sermon is, what's in your hand? So, hold on, I got to take this off. See, if the monkey would have let go what was in his hand, he could have escaped. But see, that's what happens to us as Christians. So I've got some things I can tell you. This is like, I've done all this in like, what, right before service? I was like, give me construction paper. So I wrote down some things. Well, I didn't. Ansley Grace did. Thank you. My assistant. And just a side note, my jar that I had broke in Gainesville. So I had to go looking at Target, looking for a jar that my hand would fit in that I wouldn't drop. So anyway, so the first thing we're going to talk about is we're going to go to Exodus chapter 4, which I'm going to give you scripture. You know, if you don't get scripture while someone's preaching, then I might need to check up. So I'm going to back it up by scripture. Exodus 4, verse 2 says, the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He replied, a staff. So I'm going to forget the staff part, and we're just going to focus on what is that in your hand. So as I was getting prepared for this sermon, and I was like, God, give me something. Give me something I can give to Forward Church that is going to really just take them over to the next level. And I prayed, And I prayed. I worked all week on the truck. I usually don't have to, but with all this corona stuff going on, we're short of drivers. So my happy tail got on the truck thinking I'm young again. I'm not. My back hurts. In fact, I told Bradley, I said, you're going to have to pray for me because my back hurts so bad. And he was like, man, I'm sorry, dude. Take some Advil. I was like, you don't think I've done that? But anyway, I did. And so thank God it feels better this morning. But I drove all the way down here and I'm praying. I'm listening to worship music. And I'm like, God, you got to give me something. You know, you gave me a title, but how? And a YouTube video. So, you know, what do you want me to talk about? And so I got to thinking about the things that we hold on to. And we hold on to them tight. And the first one that we hold on to is our money. We hold on to it pretty tight. You know, I was listening to Adam, and, you know, I was listening to his testimony one time where he just believes in giving to God, which we all should. It's part of what we're supposed to do. And how God has blessed him over and over and over and over by just releasing his money. Just like the story that he just said. If he can trust God in protecting his wife going to Gainesville, especially among all those Florida fans, then he can trust God with his money. So a lot of us, we can't say that. So we're walking around, and we've got this in our hand, and God's saying, what's that in your hand? And we think we're cool. We think everybody has one of these. And so we're holding it. We come to church with it. We got it gripped tight. Ain't nobody getting my money. I got it. But we don't understand that we're trapped. We're trapped by this thing. And we're not able to really move forward, because if God gives you something else, of course I have this microphone. Thanks, Bradley Weber. If God gives you something, if you have, let's just say, you have money in this hand, you have an addiction in this hand. I only had one jar, guys, sorry. So you'd have to imagine. And you got both your hands full, all right? So you're walking around, and you got both hands filled, one with addiction, one with your money, and you're not letting go of any. You're not willing to sacrifice. And God's asking you, what's that in your hand? He's wanting you to tell him what's in your hand, and he wants you to release it. If we release what's in our hand, then we can be set free of what is going on in our lives. You know, another thing is anger. Can I just be transparent? I was angry this week. I was mad because I had to get on a truck. And I'm not young. And it hurts. But this world that we live in has got us so angry and fearful of what is going on. Another one, I put fear. Fear is one of the byproducts of modern life that we just can't avoid. It's our jobs that we often are in jeopardy, our marriages are under stress, and our children struggle with social pressure that we can't even understand. My 14-year-old, I try to be hip. I say things and he just looks at me like, what are you and what did you just say? But that's things that we have to get engaged with. The stressors, according to experts, have produced an age of unprecedented anxiety. Some people turn to drugs. Some people turn to meditation. Some people turn to God. You don't even want to know. But Christians, what are we turning to? Are we turning to Christ? Are we turning to God and saying, and he's asking us, what's in our hand? But we try to hide it. And even though it's clear, And we have this, and people can see it. We think it's disguised. But we're walking around with it in our hand, and everybody's going, yep. But the bad thing about it is they don't even see the one that's on their hand. They're judging everybody else's, but they have one on their hand. And God's asking for this church, Forward Church, to release it. To release what's in your hand. Release what's going on outside these walls. You know, I told Adam right before, I said, do I need to wear this? You see, this is in our hand. Yes, the law calls us, CDC causes us to wear this. All right? And I'm obey what they say. But this is in our hand. And God's asking, what's in our hand? Do we trust God? Do we believe in His word? That His stripes, we are healed? That's what I'm asking this morning. What is in your hand? You know, we can go all through anxiety. You know, my son, bless his heart, he gets anxiety sometimes about school. And he struggles with it. And so we pray over him, and we seek God, and we know that God's got a plan for him. But he struggles with that, going to school and making sure that his classwork gets done at a certain time. Bless his heart, he took ADHD after his dad, so he struggles with focusing. As y'all can tell, you know, that's me. So we struggle, and we struggle bad, and it's hard for us to stay on point. So he has anxiety about it. That's something that's in our hand, and we got to turn loose of it. You know, and we got to know that God has a plan for us. You know, fear. This is another thing that we're carrying around. Fear. This is what the world has banked on over the past 4 or 5 months. It has put us in a fearful nation. Everywhere you go, you turn around, somebody's saying, I'm scared I'm going to get COVID. I'm scared I'm going to get COVID. I'm scared I'm going to get COVID. So we wear a mask like we're supposed to. But I know guys who wear it, and they still got it. But we're walking around with that jar on our hand because God's asking us, what is in our hand? Are we really scared enough to turn it over to God? The Bible remains a source for us in troubled times. When we are overwhelmed by fear and it feels as if the walls are closing in, God's just asking you, release that what's in your hand, and I can free you. I can free you from those fears. I can give you rest. Psalms 27:1 talks about, says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is a stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid of? Who are we afraid of if God is the stronghold of our life? You know, we're walking around with this jar and fear, and we're holding on to it, and all the addictions that we have, and the anger, and our money, and we're holding on, and we're putting it in this glass jar, and we're walking around with it in our hands, and we've got all this stuff in here, and we're saying, God, this is my stuff, leave me alone. But we come in here Sunday after Sunday with our hand in the jar, and we're holding on to stuff, and God's just simply asking you, will you release it? Will you release it so I can free you and make you whole so that you can walk outside these doors, and when people ask you things and you don't have to take that jar off, you can give them the peace of God. You can give them the love of God. You can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That's what I'm talking about. How can you minister God's word when you have things that you're holding on to? We hold on to so many things that when people at our workplaces ask us, what are you doing? We're just like the world. I've got my mask on. I know that's a sore subject. It's a sore subject with me. Because I have to wear it 24/7 when I'm at work. And I hate it. But I believe God. And I believe that He is taking care of me and my family and my household. And so when I don't have to wear it, bless God, I don't wear it. Because I believe in the one who is higher than all sickness. Amen? We talk about all this stuff that we're Christians and that we're Pentecostal. Bless God. I'm probably going to fall off this thing. And we speak in tongues and we run around the church. That's what I grew up with. Lavelle can tell you that's what we grew up with. Youth camp, Tennessee, baby. That's what we did. That's what I grew up with. That's what Lavelle, some of you other people, grew up with. You're going to church. You didn't get this little watered down stuff. You got, if you didn't let go of this and get released, you're going to hell. Bottom line. You know, and some of these preachers, we need to get back to that. We need to start letting people know that, hey, you might be fearful of a mask and you might be fearful of COVID, but you better be fearful of hell. Because hell is real and it's hot. And heaven is high and it's hard to get there. Amen? We play games with God. And God's just simply, He asked Moses, He said, what is that in your hand? I'm asking you this morning, what is in your hand? If I got some more, and I almost did, more construction papers, and I gave every one of you guys a piece of paper and a pen, and I asked you to write something down, what is in your hand to put in here? What would you write? What would you hold on to? The Bible tells us to be fearful over nothing. So God gave us, He didn't give us a spirit of fear. He didn't give us that spirit of fear. He didn't give us a spirit of anger. He said, be angry, but sin not. A lot of us can't do that. A lot of us can't get angry and sin not. Somebody cuts you off going to Gainesville. Ooh, you're going to let them know. Don't matter if you're a dog fan or not. Amen? Anxiety. Depression. You know, that's a sore subject. You know, well, a lot of people have depression. We shouldn't talk about that in church. Why not? Yes, it's okay to take medicine. I agree with it. I take medicine every day. But I also believe God. And God created medicine to help me to function normal. Amen? But if you got depression, release it to God. Ain't nobody going to judge you. If they do, they shouldn't be in here. Or they need to be right here asking forgiveness. We at the church, we're the world's worst enemy. We should be their best friends. When they're having trouble outside of work and their marriages are falling apart, do you think they're coming to you? No. They're going to a counselor and they're paying him $500 an hour to listen to something that he can't fix. But you know someone who does. But if we would release what is in our hands, then people will start coming to us. Because at work, They see you walking around with this. They got one too. They're like, he ain't no different than me. I'm walking around. I can't get this off unless I open my hand. And the church is going in and day out. And we're going outside these walls and we have one of these on. Because we won't release it. We won't release the power of God out into the world. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and I will heal their land. We want this junk to go away? Release it. Release it in these altars. Release it in this church. I'm going to have to quit doing this or my hand's going to swell. Then I won't really be able to get off. But this is what we've got to do day in, day out. We have to release these things to God. Is it a process? Yes, it's a process. Am I going to tell you that God is going to set you free this morning? He can. He surely can. I remember when I was a little kid, I was just fearful all the time. And I grew up with being fearful. And so, you know, they had this movie out. I don't know if Lavelle remembered this, but The Mark of the Beast. And it was on the big screen. And they come to your church and they played it. Well, you know, and they tell you up front, hey, if you don't want your kids to watch this, you know, we set up a nursery. And, well, dude, I'm 13 years old. I'm going to the nursery because I'm scared. I don't want to hear about that. I was scared of my whole shadow. You go hunting, you got a gun, and you still scared, you know. But that was me. So my dad, he's like, well, go to the nursery. Well, then they started playing the reel. Well, he comes and gets me. He's crying. He's like, son, I really think you need to look at this thing. Dude, that scared the bejesus out of me. I was scared not to go to hell. I didn't want to go to hell. So I got saved because I didn't want to go to hell. So it was fear that got me saved, you know. But now that I'm older, I have a relationship with God, and I know that that's what God's all about. It's not that he wants to scare you to come salvation. He wants you to have a relationship with him. But when we put our hands in a jar, we're stuck. And Satan knows it. He's walking around. He's laughing. Look at that. He's got a club hand because he's got that hand, and it's stuck. And he's got things that you're holding on to. You're holding on to anger. You're holding on to fear. You're hanging on to addiction, alcohol, pornography. Whatever it may be, it's in your hand. And he knows he's got you. Instead of just letting go and releasing it so that God can come in and so you can lift your hands freely. And so when the world asks you something, you give freely. When God wants something out of your life, you ain't got to go get prayed up and then say, I'll get back with you. Luke 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives you, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. All the world is giving us right now is fear. It's not giving us an answer to be free. That's why the church has to rise up. It has to get these things and let go of your glass bottle with the things in your hand and be released so that you can tell the world, hey, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that he died for my sins, that one day that when he calls all his Christians home, that I'm going to go. And I don't have to be afraid of COVID. I don't have to be afraid of any disease. I don't have to be afraid that Satan's going to come after Didn't we write family? Family. Against my family. Some of us, we're great. We don't have addictions. We don't have fear. We don't have money problems. But our family, that's what he comes at us with, our family. And so we hold on tight to our family, and we don't want anything to happen to our family. I'm just going to be transparent. I struggled this yesterday coming down here. It was pouring down rain, and I'm driving down 75, and I'm thinking about my family that is at home, because I've got some family issues with my brother-in-law. And I you know, they're uncertain, whatever that word is. But I had to turn it over to God. I said, God, I trust you with my family. I trust you that I'm not there. And the first thing I did is, you know, as a dad and as a husband, when I go away, I show my son, here's where my gun is. I show my wife, here's where my other gun is. And I walk them through the house and I show them every place I have a gun. Not because I'm fearful. It's because I'm going to protect my family. And if somebody comes to my house that isn't supposed to be there, then I hope they're prayed up because they're going to meet Jesus. Because that's just the world that we live in. It's sad. You know, could I lay hands on them and say, devil, come out? I probably could. But they'd probably shoot me, and then I would meet Jesus. And I'm ready. But we got to let the fear go. Our families are important. You know, it's like with Bradley and Amy, they're probably closer to me. Well, I'm closer to them, I feel like, that we're family. And, I mean, I talk to him, and I tell him things that I don't tell nobody else. I can be myself, and there's no judgment there. And I tell him things about my family and things that I want to do to this young man, and there's no judgment. But then he turns around, and he gets me. He's a pastor, so he spanks me, and then I have to repent. But he does listen to me. Who's listening to you? What's in your hand that will make somebody not want to listen to you? So this morning, I want you to release things to the Holy Spirit. I mean, I don't need to know about it. I don't want to know about it. That's something I don't want to have to carry. Because when you carry somebody else's issues, you begin to see, oh, that's bad. I don't want to carry somebody else's burden. I will if they're not strong enough to carry it themselves. But I feel like that God is strong enough to carry all our burdens. And all we have to do is release it to Him. When we release things into the Spirit, He is going to carry it. We don't have to. And I'm looking out, and I'm making a point to look at everybody. Because I want you to know that God loves you. He cares about you so much. This church family loves you. They care about you. The leadership of this church, I will put their leadership against any other church in the world. Because I know their heart. I know that they've released things a long time ago. Are they perfect? No, they're not. Are they trying to be? They are. They love Jesus. And they love you. Every time I talk to Bradley, he talks about his church family and how much he cares for you guys. And how much he hurts when y'all hurt. So when he tells me that y'all are carrying around addiction, or some of y'all are carrying around family issues, or when some of y'all are carrying around anger, he cries out. He said, Mike, pray for them. Pray for the church. Because he loves you. And he wants to see you free. When you have this on, you're easily captured. Satan knows he has a stronghold on you. You don't need a stronghold. You need to be free. Free. Free indeed. A lot of us, we can take what's in these, in this jar, just these, I think there's six of them. And we could turn them loose right now. Because every one of them, everyone I put on here, somebody has a family member or ourselves that deal with this. Addiction, family, money, anger, fear, our jobs. Some of us are fearful for our jobs. We're fearful that we might not have a job next week. But God wants us to let things go. He wants us to release. When we release our hand out of this and let go of what that Jesus can control, not us, we're free, we're able to escape, and we're able to lift our hands and praise God. I want you to stand to your feet. I know this has been probably not your typical sermon like Pastor Bradley does. You know, he's wound a little tight. But I truly believe that God sent me down here for a reason. And I'll beat myself all the way home for 5 hours of what I should have said or what I shouldn't have said. So I'm my worst critic. But God is in the releasing business. And I want you right now to close your eyes, and I want you to begin to search your heart. And I want you to imagine this jar. Yes, I heard that. God said that you don't have to make it publicly known down here. But he said that there's a cup or there's a jar at home. And he wants you, when you leave here tonight or today, he wants you to begin to write things down that you've been holding on to. And he said that he's going to release you. When you begin to let go and put it in the jar. Some of us, we take it too lightly that we're like, hey, I'm going to write it down. But then we pick it back up and we take it back home with us. Or we take it to the store with us. Or we take it to work with us. When you're ready to let it go, I mean really let it go, God said, then put it in the jar and he will release you. Are you going to struggle with it? Yes. You asked any addiction. Anybody that is addicted to drugs or alcohol or whatever it may be. Smoking. Whatever it is. if they're addicted to it, drinking a Dr. Pepper. I was addicted. Had to have it. Oh, Pastor Mike, that's sort of lame. You know, Dr. Pepper, come on. It controlled my life. I had to have one in the morning. Had to have one during the day. Had to have one at night. Had to have one before I went to bed. That's addiction. I had to make up my mind I was going to let it go and put it down. And when I did, I began to see the health reasons of why I did. But that craving don't go away. I still want a Dr. Pepper. I still want a soda. As Bradley says, I still want that Pepsi throwback. But I had to make a decision. I'm going to let it go. And so, on December 31st, 18, I drank my last Dr. Pepper. I released it into God. Because I couldn't do it. You're like, man, that's just so elementary, man. Why are you talking about Dr. Pepper releasing it to God? Because I couldn't do it on my own. There's people here. I said I wasn't going to cry. There's people here this morning. You can't do it on your own. Your marriage is not going to survive on its own. Your addiction is not going to survive on its own. You've got to cry out. You've got to release it in Jesus' name. See, I'm not much of a speaker, but I hear from God. And I'm not throwing stones at myself or making myself highly favorable or whatever you want to call it, or exalting myself. But I might not can speak like Pastor Bradley. But I can hear God. And this is probably the strongest part of my ministry, is when I hear God. See, I had to stumble through all this from the very beginning just to get to this point. Now I know, I feel the anointing, and I know what God is trying to do. There's people in this house right now that God is wanting to release you. You have struggled and struggled and struggled, and you keep running back to it, and you keep putting this jar back on yourself. And He's saying, I want to release you once and for all. I'm opening up the altars. And I'm going to lay hands on some people. Because I believe that God is wanting to release an anointing on you. So when you walk out these doors, you're not the same. Is it because Pastor Mike laid his hands on me? No, by no means is it. It's because the Holy Spirit wants to put a tangible feeling on you that you can recognize, hey, I felt the power of God go through that man's hands into my body and know that I have been changed. So if you want me to pray for you, I'm going to ask you to come up front. If you don't, that's fine. But if you want to be released, I don't care what it is. You don't have to tell me. You keep it to yourself. God knows. All I'm going to do is I'm going to lay hands on you and I'm going to pray. The altar's open.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Our mission at Forward Church is simple. We want to introduce people to the real Jesus by helping them know God, grow in freedom, discover their purpose, and go make a difference in their communities. For service time, stay connected with us, or just to learn more about our different ministries, check out myforwardchurch.org or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We hope to see you soon.